I have been in an unbelievable amount of pain over the past 13 days and counting.
13?
13.
I knew nothing about pain last week.
No, last week I kind of mentioned, I don't know if it was during the show or just behind the scenes.
I think it was behind the scenes.
Maybe, yeah. Just mentioning
that. I don't listen behind the scenes, so it's all good.
But the past week has been excruciating. So I suffer from ulnar nerve entrapment, which has flared up. And those who are aware of what that means, I've got a nerve, and so do you, that goes down your arm. And if you go, repetitive stress injury causes it to swell. And when that happens, the pain is unbelievable. So I'm actually wearing a brace today, and I may not be able to use my right arm quite as much as I normally would, and I might flinch a little bit as I do use my right arm. But that's what I've been going through for the past 13 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes and goes, but it comes in waves, and it's been really, really bad.
You do such a good job of not being in pain visually while you're
doing
a show. I realize that
you're
are
so close
suffering
to me that you probably see the little bit of a shakiness
of
to me.
Sweat.
Yeah, I've got like a little bit of a
like nerve pains are
like
real.
Flinches and spasms, and my back has been spasming. My right pec has been like pulling a Terry Crews, but unintentionally. No control over that. But that's what I've been going through. And those of us who work in an office environment where you're sitting at a desk all the time. Now, I'm not saying it's okay for me to work as hard as I have in the past few weeks that caused this injury. That I'm learning to say, I have to learn to say no.
Yes.
We kind of have to learn to say no when we've got those kinds of deadlines that are, or at least say, you know, maybe next week. I was facing a really strong deadline that I promised the customer, and I really wanted to achieve that, but other things happened. A server went down on Monday that I had to deal with, and other things took place throughout the course of the week, and so I was behind schedule, and I had to catch up. Over the course of 2 weeks, I put in 80 hours on this one project, plus working full-time, plus doing everything else that I do.
That's a lot.
So it was really tough, and I didn't realize that I was hurting myself. And I did. So if you're that person who's like sitting at your desk and thinking, no, I can just get through the pain for just, you might have to feel that pain for the next few weeks. So, so please be careful. But my whole reason for explaining this to you is, okay, for one thing, yeah, Robbie's human too. And so, you know, we all go through the same kind of things that you go through in your office environment and with life in general. But I had to figure out, okay, I still have to go to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to sit at my desk, and I still have to program websites and do sales and do support and everything else and answer tickets. And how can I do that? It's been tough, I'll admit.
Can you voice automate some of that stuff? Like a headset?
Probably, yeah. But you get into some expensive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The pain has also caused it to be really hard to focus and concentrate. So if I seem to drift during the show tonight, just kind of, hey, take over for me, will you? I feel a spasm in the back of my arm happening as well. So
I think you ought to be really happy that it's me standing on your right side, so I will not, like, poke you if you start the
Jeff would be
off.
Rough. Yeah, he's rough and tumble.
How's it going, buddy?
How did I get that? It's like, oh, just the guy who's going to hurt Robbie.
No
compassion at all.
That's not true, really. I tease.
Yeah. So if I lose my train of thought, just know that that's why that's happening tonight.
Okay.
But you mentioned that maybe you could use a headset, or maybe you could use a device or an accessibility device. And yeah, absolutely. And on Category 5 Technology TV, we have in fact looked at some said devices.
Oh, cool.
One of them was a sensor that you put above your monitor, and then you wear a special baseball cap, and that baseball cap has a sensor dot that the sensor would read and would be able to track your movement of your head and things like that. But they get expensive. You can get like things that you put on your head that have sensors that, you know, you can control that way. And I'm by no means in the worst state. You know, there are people that are well worse off than I am in the state that I'm in right now. But through trying to figure out how can I still continue to work, I thought this would make a really good demonstration because of what I had to go through. So, as I mentioned, we've looked at some technology in the past. And the TLDR, here's what we're getting into. We looked at a program called eViacam a long time ago. So Enable Viacam is what it stands for. And it's a free tool for Linux that allows you to control your mouse cursor using your facial movements. So assuming that you have the capability of moving your head reasonably precisely, so you know you can't. It probably won't work for somebody who has mobility issues in their neck, those kinds of things, or certainly if you have pain in your neck, it's probably not a good idea. But as a free option for accessibility, not necessarily to replace my mouse, but to add some accessibility as an alternative to my mouse. Mm-hmm. So with the mouse still on my desk, I can forget about the mouse for a few minutes, put my arm at my side and let it rest, and control my mouse with my face.
Okay.
Imagine if that was possible. But unfortunately, that demonstration was so old. Like, we're going back many, many years here. 2012 is when we did that particular demonstration.
What?
And it was groundbreaking technology at the time, but unfortunately, I tried to install it, and it didn't work.
Okay.
So shall we get into it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Again, TLDR, I got it to work, and I'm going to show you how to do it tonight. Okay?
Wow.
So let's jump right into it. I'm going to show you what happens. So first of all, the way that I normally would install this, and I'm doing this on Linux Mint 19, is I'd bring up my package manager and just do a search for eViacam. And you'll see that the package comes up there, and I can mark it for installation and apply. So this is going to download this through the interwebs and install it on my Linux Mint system. So keep in mind, this is a modern Linux Mint system, not something like Ubuntu from 2012.
But this is the 2012 software.
This is the old software, right?
Okay.
Now, they've kept up development, but let's see what happens. So I'm going to click, it's finished installing. I'm going to click on my applications menu and type in eViacam and click on it. And I would expect that it would come up, but it's not actually doing anything.
Hmm.
So, you know, maybe it's not loaded yet or something like that. So let's try again and click on it. I mean, it looks like it installed, but it's not actually doing a darned thing.
Right.
Which is not very helpful for me. So one way we can find out what's going on with the program is to jump into our terminal and then type in the command that you would use to launch it, which is eViacam. And do you see what happened there? It's looking for GTK3, but it's got GTK2 symbols installed on this version of Linux Mint. So what I actually need to do is install the proper drivers, and it can be very, very onerous. It can be really tough to figure out what do I need to install now.
Right.
So through this process, I decided, hey, I'll write an installer. So get it working for myself, but then release this so that you can install this on your Linux Mint 19 system as well, if this would be helpful for you. And again, this is not necessarily a replacement for your mouse, but maybe you know somebody, or maybe you sometimes need a break, and you just need to be able to put your hands down and forget about the mouse for a little bit, and this may be the answer for you. So resuming there, I'm going to jump into my terminal. First, before I do anything further, I'm going to uninstall the version from the repository. So again, back into Synaptic Package Manager, do a search and unmark it, mark for complete removal, and apply that. So this is just going to rip out all of the stuff that it had installed before and clean things up. I'm not going to use a flat pack. I'm not going to use snaps. I'm going to use good old Bash. So I've got Git installed. You're going to need that, apt install Git. But with that installed, let's jump into /temp and Git clone my repository, which is https://github.com/cat5tv/eViacam, and hit enter. That's going to clone the software that I created for you, cd eViacam. And now just simply sudo /install.sh. And I'm going to let that run and explain to you what's happening here as I kind of speed that up for the sake of TV. So it wouldn't run this fast. It takes about 15 minutes to set up. But you can kind of get an impression as to how much junk is actually needed in order to make this go.
Oh, my goodness.
So you would have had to go through this process all by your lonesome. There it is. WX widgets is what we need to replace. So we're actually compiling a new version of WX widgets after removing the included version on Mint 19 because we need to have that GTK 3 extension included. So, and then we're downloading and installing eViaCam.
This is,
it compiles it. Like, this is all a bunch of gibberish, I know, right?
This is intense.
So what the script does, and if you look at the install.sh file, is it removes some of the stuff that is incompatible. Full disclosure or disclaimer, it could technically break things. It's probably not going to, but understand what's happening here. We're removing WX widgets and installing a new version that has GTK 3. And apparently it's done. So it says the command to run eViaCam is eViaCam.
Phew. Just like that.
Just like that, right? So let's try running the command. So okay. Remember, what it's done is it's removed a couple of things. It's installed a whole bunch of dependencies, things that are required by eViaCam in order to operate and by WX widgets in order to be compiled.
Right.
And then it's compiled a custom version just for you, just for your Linux Mint system. I'm going to jump back to my terminal window here. Just bring back up. I'm just going to minimize a couple of things there and jump back onto my laptop. And if I type eViaCam, it says not found, /bin/eViaCam. Let's see if I can make that a little bit. I can't make that a little bigger for you. I'm going to tell you verbally what I'm typing. So I'm going to type which eViaCam, which will show me the actual location of eViaCam, which is user local bin eViaCam, which is apparently not in my path, but that's fine. I can just run that command. And if all goes well, so as soon as I hit enter, we should see my webcam. Now, keep in mind, do require having a webcam in order to do this. But most of us, like the laptop, has one installed. You may have one kicking around. And if it's reasonably good quality, it should work for you. With eViaCam running, now you can see it's actually tracking my face. See that? See the box around my face? And we've got some green dots that are happening that are kind of tracking things there.
That is cool.
I want to take it to the next level and actually show you how this works.
But I think before we do that, we got to take a break. So
right after that.
Right after that.
Stick around. We're actually going to configure it with the wizard, and then we're going to give it a couple of tests and see, like, can this really help? So that I don't have to put my hand on my mouse.
I think it's going to work because nothing ever breaks when you do it.
When we're on live TV,
right.
Compiling custom applications.
Uh-huh. We're taking
doing
that
things
style,
that shouldn't be possible. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Stick around.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cap5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cap5.tv/shirts.
Welcome back to Category 5 Technology TV. We have been learning how to hack 2012. Not quite.
Oh yeah, time travel. Make it go on 2019 distros.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, so we've been talking about eViaCam.
Yeah.
That was originally a 2012 software for Linux.
Well, it's been around for a long time,
Jeff. Yes, that's when it first came out.
We did a demonstration of it back 2012, you remember.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And it worked great back then, but it didn't work on a modern Linux operating system.
Right, and so you had to make some tweaks, download a bunch of...
I just wrote an installer script. Just wrote a script that made it go.
Right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, on the break, there was two questions that popped up in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one was more so of a comment, but the one question was from Ugaraba, says, what is the application tracking? Is it the face and the eyes?
The nipples?
Because on your screen, you've got the red box that picks up your face,
yes.
And then there's the green dots for the eyes.
Okay, so let's actually get in there and see what it's seeing. Do you see that? So it's figuring out what is a face. So it's putting dots around my nose. It's putting dots on my eyes. Do you see the green dots?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
So it's tracking all kinds of stuff.
All right. And now the other comment was from Solbu. And so he was watching the compiling, and he said the only thing he didn't like is that it was done in root. Is there another way to do it without being in root?
You could modify the install.sh file so that just the make install process happens as root. But there are a couple of things that have to be root. Obviously, apt install, which you can change to sudo if you want within the script. Also, apt remove to get rid of WX widgets has to be sudo. And, of course, make install. So both of those tools, WX widgets and eViacam, are compiled, which does not require root. And it's done in a temp folder, so it is able to access that even as your non-root user. But that final step, the make install, requires being able to access system components. And, of course, that requires root.
Right.
Okay. So you can modify that. I see another issue that you know you do raise is that I am accidentally running as root. I could no, I'm not. I'm actually not running as root. I thought I was. I don't know if you see that. I'm running as Robbie. Oh. I had run the installer as sudo.
Right. Ah.
sudo./install. I didn't do a sudo su. So I'm actually running eViacam as a non-root user. So to answer your question, yes, you could hack that up. Feel free to do a PR if you prefer. It's up to you. But if you look at the script, the only things that are happening that are as root that shouldn't necessarily be as root is compiling the software within a /tmp folder. Okay. So there's no harm, no foul. You can look at the source code and see exactly what's happening there.
All right.
Let's see it.
Okay, so you want to actually get in and see how this works. Okay,
yes.
So keeping in mind, I want to deprecate the need for my mouse, or at least supplement the need for my mouse. I'm going to click Next, and it says, okay, yeah, it detected the integrated camera. That's the built-in one, and I also tested this with a Microsoft LifeCam, and it worked flawlessly. Okay, so locate face automatically. Yeah, of course. Disable eViacam if no face is found. I like to turn that on so that if I walk away from my desk, it's going to turn off until I turn it back on again. That's kind of cool. That way, if someone sits down at my desk, it doesn't start moving to their face.
Right.
Okay. Next up, perform assisted calibration. Yeah, let's do that because I want it to be as accurate as possible. Move your head left and right. So left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
How long do you have to left, move left and right?
Right. I don't know, Jeff.
Keep
I'm just doing what I'm told here. Come on.
Okay.
Left.
Oh, there you go.
Up and down. That hurts to look down.
This is why you don't want to have any neck problems.
Yeah.
I feel like this is like a 19.
Oh, okay. Now look. Look at what's happening now.
Oh, look at that. Oh, sweet.
Okay.
Do you click the blinking?
It says hover, move your head to see how it works, which I'm doing. So if I move my head, and then it disappeared, and now I've lost control, and I have to actually use my mouse again. I was enjoying that.
That was fun.
So, next. Oh, well, enable pointer control. Let's set up our axis speed. So this is all being controlled with my face. So if I go to the left, I'm going to zoom out a little bit so that you can see the full window here. I'm going to go to my right, and I'm just moving my head here. I feel like that's pretty natural. Like
yeah.
It's following, but I don't like that I can't... Oh, I can stand... Oh, neat. I can kind of, like, stand up. It might be because it's looking up at me,
right?
But that that could be a little bit faster. So I'm going to increase that to 14 for looking up and down. Yeah, that feels much nicer. Left and right feels pretty good. That I don't like having to look up like that. So I can adjust that by just kind of adjusting my axis speed. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is when I look at dead center of the screen, and I'm not sure that, don't worry about the little staticky things there. I don't know what that is, but when I look dead center of the screen, mm-hmm. I can use the touchpad on my laptop or your actual physical mouse to center the cursor while I'm looking dead center. So now it's basically calibrated. Because if my mouse is over here, And then I look at the screen, and then I go left. I'm going to have to go left, 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 right? If I instead look dead center of the screen and then center it with my mouse or with my cursor, with the touchpad, then I feel like, hey, this is much, much more natural.
It's good.
I'm going to hover over next, and I'm not clicking anything. I'm just hovering because it waits for a moment to see if I've dwelled. See that dwell click, default. Gesture click is also available, though I've not figured it out. And I'm getting some anomalies on the screen. I've never had that happen yet. And so it may be just the laptop and the way that I've got that connected. So just know that that anomaly, you see that flickering? That is not something that I've encountered yet, but this is the first time that I've plugged in the HDMI to the laptop.
Could it also be because of the calibration that you're doing?
No, I think it's like a video driver issue because I've got HDMI output going to our broadcast server.
Okay.
So now I can hover over next and just wait, and it clicked. Okay, so now I can go run this wizard at startup. Click. Start EviaCam at user login. Click. Impossible to get permissions for file. No such file or directory. Oh. Because it doesn't have a launcher. That's fine. Enable EviaCam at startup. Good. Okay, finish. Again, I'm controlling that 100% exclusively with my face.
Hands-free.
Yeah, hands-free. So my hands are up here, folks. Nobody's messing around. This is not a gimmick.
Yeah.
So, you know, folks are...
I don't even know where your mouse is.
It's just a touchpad. Just a touchpad on the computer.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to, with my hands free, I'm just going to, like, try a couple of things. Oh, I see, a window up here that allows me to change the click action, which is kind of cool, and I'm going to probably try that. I'm going to go down and click on the menu by just hovering my face. And then let's go on to, let's say, the internet. Chrome. So I've kind of gotten used to, now you've lost me, I wonder if I can get over, can I, with my face, actually get over to the restore button, and now I'm not sure.
How do you move the window?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to move it, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to touch my mouse button and then move it with my face. Okay? So I'm using the hovering, the dwell to click, which I don't particularly like myself, so I'm going to hover over pause. There we go. So now, as I move around, because what I find happens in that instance is that I'm clicking on stuff as I'm reading websites.
Right. Oh,
because when you dwell to read something, all of a sudden you start clicking with your face, right? So what I prefer, now I have a trackpad at my desk, so I actually turn it sideways and use my left hand to just tap the mouse button. So I don't have to use the trackball or anything. I just use my face, and I control it that way, but then I click with my left hand.
This is great.
This instance, so what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to tap the mouse button on my laptop. So again, with my left hand, which is not affected by the ulnar nerve entrapment, I'm going to just put my hand over top of that mouse button. So now I can look around. And I can move the window, see what I'm doing there with my head. It's a very subtle gesture, but I can, you know, go like that. And let's actually do some stuff. Can I get rid of this window here? Yes, I'm going to hover my head right there and click, and that gets rid of that.
Okay.
Can I make a request?
You can absolutely make a request.
Can you type something? Can you pull up a keyboard and type something?
You could if you wanted to use an on-screen keyboard.
Okay.
I'm not at that point. I can still use my hands okay. I just want to get away from using the mouse.
Right.
And an on-screen keyboard could be pretty annoying.
Well, I'm just wondering, the scope of where you could take this technology.
Sure. Oh, you could do all that stuff. If you have real issues with, that extend beyond, I can still use my mouse. It just really hurts. So I'm told I really need to let this rest for 3 weeks. So I try to stay away from the mouse if I can.
Right.
So this gives me an opportunity to only use my left hand, and then I'll type with my left hand, but sometimes I'll bring my right hand in and I'll start typing as well.
Okay.
So,
now,
Jeff.
What if you throw a second face on the screen? Does it mess it up?
We could always try that, Jeff. I mean, typically you're sitting at your desk with yourself, right? So here's me controlling.
Yeah.
Does it pick you up?
No.
No. So now if I get out of the frame,
ignored.
Can you control it now?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Whoa.
You're not calibrated. See, it was off to the right.
I'm definitely not calibrated.
So because this is your first time ever doing it, okay. Jeff, use the mouse to put it in the center while you look into the center.
All right, hold on. Let me actually.
Well, you're moving your head at the same time, and that's a mouse.
That's what I'm saying. I want to actually be centered. Okay.
All right.
All right. Wow, so that switches to a different user very easily.
Yeah.
But it
now
did
get
not.
Okay. Now get out of here. Get out of here. All right. Yeah, and the calibration was pretty simple, right? So
yeah.
I just used my touchpad. So okay, so I've brought up Chrome. Mm-hmm. Let's bring up my website. So, I've probably already got it here. So category5.tv. Remember, I'm just using my left hand. My right hand is completely free, okay? So I'm just clicking. Oh, that's the forum. So do I have home? Yes. Beautiful. See how easy it was for me to actually point with my head to the home button? And that's not a small, that's not a big button,
no.
Right? Okay, so we're live on the air. Let's actually use the search feature. So I'm going to bring up search, and I'm going to type eViaCam on our website, because that's how you can find this video once it goes live. And let's actually use that scroll bar on the right-hand side and see if I can actually manage.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking down.
That is great.
So, see this?
And there's that episode.
Yeah, that's the episode 259 from September 2012. Wow. So, wow. Okay, so I'm able to click around pretty accurately.
Was that Sasha's first show? It says introducing Sasha.
Yeah, yeah. Your first show.
I don't remember my first show.
Well,
that's
now
so
you know.
Funny.
It
now
was
I know.
eViaCam. and now you have the answer to that. So I was impressed with the touch screen when you used your touch to click the X.
Yes.
Because that takes some precision. The X is pretty small. Do you think I can click the X and close Chrome with my face? Now, I'm going to click with my finger, my left hand, but can I do this with my face? So, yes, I can, as I nod and the cursor goes all over the place. That's another thing to mention. I'm going to just show you this really, really quickly. Let's say I look way up because, there's a bird up there.
Oh, it
right?
Recentered, actually.
Now the calibration's a little bit off. So what I can actually do is I can look up until it hits the edge of the screen, look down till it hits the edge of the screen, look left and look right, and it will basically center itself as well. So now when I look dead at the center of the screen, the mouse cursor is basically in the center of the screen. It's amazing. When I move to the left, it's moving with me. And it's actually... It gives the sense that it's following my eyes because it's so incredibly accurate.
Now, if you go closer,
it's free.
If you go closer to your webcam, would your face movements be smaller to impact the movement? Like I'm
sure.
Thinking of somebody who maybe has limited neck mobility. If they
so
were
if
closer,
I was right in here,
yeah.
And so if, what is the mobility like here? So it's much more sensitive, but I could adjust that. Remember my
right.
sensitivity mm-hmm. settings? So I could adjust that. And it is, right now I've got it set for me standing back here.
Right.
Because that's how I calibrated it.
Okay.
But
so if you did have a webcam closer to your face, you could do it with limited movement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Sure. Yeah, and it's very sensitive. So I'm going to just barely move my head. Watch the mouse cursor. I'm going to look, I'm going to point to the number one there that's in green. Are you ready?
Okay.
So watch how sensitive this is. Okay. So I'm just barely moving there.
Huh.
And I can get down to that. See that? Okay, so let's click the X. Hello!
Easy.
Yeah, okay, so let's bring up Calc. So where would I find that? Office, LibreOffice Calc.
Okay, this is similar to me wanting you to use a keyboard, you know?
Sure, yeah, but here I am controlling this. And I promise you, I'm not touching the touchpad. No gimmicks, no tricks. I am only controlling this with my face, but clicking the mouse button on the laptop with my left hand. So here I am in Calc. So, and this is being controlled with my face. I'm just going to calibrate by looking left and looking right, looking up, looking down. And let's click on, give me a cell number that's on the screen. So like K10? I
sure.
think that would be, well, here's K, and there's, that's 9-10. No, 11. There. Let's do one a little closer to here so I can see the edge. So B what?
B5.
B5? Okay. There you go. So I'm doing that with my face. So it's that simple. I can click with my left finger and drag click around, and I'm not having any trouble getting my, you know, no pun intended, but my head around this. I'm not having any trouble with the controls.
Mm-hmm.
I did turn off the dwell clicking because I find that it's easier to just use my left hand to click.
Right.
But other than that, beautiful. There you have it, folks.
I cannot believe that it was my first show.
There you go. Now you know, right?
That's wild. This is not going to be my last show. Like, I was about to say,
don't make this your last.
There we are.
Now, I mean, obviously we're not set up for this, but it makes me wonder, could you use this for, you know, other purposes? Like,
yes.
Like, I don't know, like some sort of, you know, simple gaming or something, like as a first person shooter.
So.
Or like, I don't,
well,
like,
this
I don't,
is,
I don't know how
like it is. Point and click games, yes. Can you?
Yeah, I don't see why not. But realistically, this is just like controls for your computer to help with your day to day.
Yeah.
Can you click by winking?
No. Okay. But what you can do is a left click is a. Right. Tap your head to the left. A right click is a tap your head to the right. Huh. A double click is a tap up. Down is some, I don't know.
Space.
I never got that working, personally. I didn't need it.
Right.
Is there, let's actually bring that, and I clicked on the wrong thing.
Now, in my new line of work, I have encountered people with very significant mobility issues, and now I'm just going to be talking this up all the time. Yeah.
You get into the documentation for that. There is that capability, but I didn't like it or find it helpful in my case because I'm using the click button. But there is the feature to use that, like quick look to the left, left click, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. That is eViaCam running on Linux Mint 19 in 2019. So my system, if I did an apt upgrade, an apt up dist upgrade, everything's current. I'm running the current kernel and it's up to date. And we're now running eViaCam on this system using that install script.
So. Bananas.
And just so I'm clear, I didn't create eViaCam. I didn't do anything more than look through some of the issues that were posted on their GitHub, see how other people have fixed this, and then just made it easier for you so that if you want to use this, you don't have to do the same process. And maybe there's somebody out there who wants to use this and is not quite as technically savvy to follow those kinds of things. So, so it really helps.
Now, thinking about what you said about, you know, this is your Linux Mint 19.
Yeah.
If you did because something had to change in order to make this happen, if 2 weeks down the road you do an update and an upgrade, is that going to undo that stuff?
No.
So it should all still be in place?
The script removes the stuff that affects its functionality and replaces it with a custom compiled version.
Right. So that won't get overwritten.
No. No.
Cool.
No. It'd be good to go. Only a final note is that it's for Linux, as you're probably aware. So, way to go, Linux.
Yeah.
You win again.
That won't be a problem for any of us or viewers.
Remember, it's Linux. Updates don't generally break things, Jeff.
That's true.
Ha-ha.
Although you did give a warning.
All the links are below. Yeah, that's just a caveat or a protection for myself. If it breaks, if it breaks your system, don't come running to me. Yeah, but links are below. You can click around to find your way to eViaCam. Enjoy.